In 1999, it's a long time ago when you think about it, 1999, I wrote a tract that was really went far and wide called The Problem with Pokemon. To be real honest with you, I thought that the game had faded into obscurity. I really did. But it was on July either 9th or July 12th, I think in this area, July 12th, it came online as an app that you can get on your phone. And it's called an augmented reality game. Now let me explain what an augmented reality game is. You hold your phone up, and if I held my phone up, I don't have the app, I won't be getting the app, but if I held the phone up, it would show me the pews and the church here that comes through my camera, but using the GPS system, they have logarithms that will put Pokemon around the place. And you say, ah, well, what do we have to worry about? Let me tell you, I went home at 8:45 last night, and there were over 20 people crawling around in our bushes and in the front of our lawn, what were they doing? They were looking for Pokemon in this augmented reality game. Now, I want to issue some practical warnings as I begin here. Already, Pokemon Go is more popular than Twitter. There's more people using it than use Twitter, than more people using it than tweet. And just as a practical situation, there were two men in Encinitas, California, who fell over a 80-foot cliff as they're chasing Pokemon. They were looking at their phone and not looking at the cliff. They were chasing Pokemon. They lived, but they're in the hospital. And the fact of the matter is that there's already been several major accidents because listen to this, and it's only been out here since about the 12th of July. 85% of the people who play this play it while they are driving. What is wrong with your heads? Now, here's what's happened too. When we get into the history of Pokemon, because I researched that, back in 1999, but when we get into the history of Pokemon, the ones who are playing the Pokemon cards and the Pokemon Nintendo game, they've graduated to Pokemon Go because the average age, or the predominant, not the average, the predominant age of people who are playing Pokemon Go are 24 to 34 years of age. That's the majority of them who are doing that. As we came up, there's a car out in front driving slowly by the church and they're holding phones. I can tell you what they're doing. They're playing Pokemon Go, and I can tell you this evening after we leave and it starts to get dark, we're probably going to have a ton of them again. I told Pastor Longstein I'm probably going to print out some gospel tracts that have a picture of a Pokemon on the front, but I'm going to explain salvation. I'm not going to explain to them the problem with the game, but I'm going to play my worry isn't so much the unsaved people that play Pokemon Go. It's saved people who do it. I just want to say that the Bible is very, very clear in what it says. It says very clearly in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 15 and 16, it says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." So far, the average playing time is between 2 and 5 hours for people who play Pokemon Go. If you can imagine burning up 2 or 5 hours chasing stupid little things on your telephone. Say, well, it's fun. I read about two Marines. Two Marines stopped a crime. They were in the process of playing Pokemon Go. People, regular people who usually walk and exercise in Central Park do not even want to go there now because there's hundreds of people swarming over Central Park in New York City trying to find Pokemon Go. And very clearly, and I'm going to see how we can get it off, but First Baptist Church is a Pokestop. We are a Pokestop. I also think the Lutheran Church down the road is, because wandering around in the middle of the Lutheran Church parking lot were two people looking at their phones in the parking lot. So I'm going to start talking to you, but I'm going to zero this in. Again, my focus is not primarily on saved people who are messing around with that. They don't know any better, but we ought to know better. Remember that Pokemon is an augmented reality game. In other words, you see a real picture and then they put in Pokemon. But I'm going to ask you a question. What is your world view? What is your world and life view? And a world view is a framework of ideas and beliefs through which an individual or group of individuals views reality and interacts with the world around them. A personal worldview is a combination of all that you believe to be true and what you believe becomes the driving force behind every emotion, decision, and action that you have. Now, basically, when you're looking at this, a biblical worldview and a satanic worldview, when you shake it all out, there's basically two worldviews. There's the Christian worldview or the biblical worldview, and there's the worldly worldview or the satanic worldview. Now, let's talk about a biblical worldview for a minute. A biblical worldview is based upon God's Word. You prove all things by God's Word. That's what a biblical worldview does. When you believe the Bible is entirely true, then you allow it and use it to be the foundation of everything that you say and everything that you do and the things that you think. You seek to pattern your life and your character after biblical character traits. A person who has a biblical worldview follows three approved ways of seeking wisdom and power. Now, when I want wisdom or power, I pray. That's the first approved way to do that. James 1:5 says, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not." When I want wisdom, when I want power, I pray to the Lord. I ask for the empowering of the Holy Spirit to do things in my life. So the first way I get wisdom and power is by prayer. The second way is the Bible. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished unto all good works. In other words, and you say it with me because I've taught you this, the Bible tells you what's right, what's not right, how to get right, and how to stay right. Let's do it again. What's right, what's not right, how to get right, and how to stay right. That's what a biblical worldview is all about. So, when I want wisdom, when I want power, I do not sit there and cross my legs and go, No. I don't do that. That's what they're trying to bring in the school. They're trying to bring in the world, the occult, the satanic worldview into the public schools to get people to calm down instead of using the Bible. But then the last way that I seek wisdom is power is wise counsel from godly people. Psalm 1, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And so you find godly people and seek wisdom. And that's how you get it. So prayer, Bible study, and the wise counsel of godly people. However, the satanic worldview, which many Christians operate on, actually is quite a bit different. The devil is called the god of this world in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. And those who follow this worldview do not seek wisdom from above. In James chapter 3, verse 15, it says there is a wisdom that's not from above, and it says that it is earthly, and that means it leaves God out. It says in James 3:15 that it is sensual. That means it appeals to your sinful desires, your sexual desires, and it also says that it's demonic. Now, I'm just going to lay it out for you. The Pokemon games, they are based on an occult belief system. And their philosophy is not a philosophy that is promoted in the Bible. And I'll document that for you. But here's the problem. Here's really the problem. Most people who say that they have a biblical or a Christian worldview do not even know what that is. Oh, yeah, I go to a church, so I have a biblical worldview. That just because you go to church does not necessarily mean that you have biblical worldview, it doesn't mean that you're doing what's right, what's not right, how to get right, and proving those things by the Bible. It does not mean that. The Barna Research Group did a nationwide study and found that only 4% of Americans really has a biblical worldview. Only 4%. That's pretty bad. Barna said this, quote, it says, although most people own a Bible and know some of its contents, our research found that most Americans have little idea how to integrate core biblical principles to form a unified and meaningful response to the challenges and the opportunities of life. So I'm just going to shake it down for you. I've developed a list of questions that will assist you in determining if something is compatible with a biblical or with a Christian worldview. Just do it real quick before we get into the Pokemon stuff. Number one, what belief system or doctrines are evident or being advocated? If it is not Christian beliefs, and if it's contrary to the Bible, reject it. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. I'm just going to read it to you here. 1 Timothy chapter 4, 1, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. So many of the games, I'm not kidding you, so many of the games even today, they're worse than when I was speaking out on them, are based upon the doctrines of demons today. You need to know what kind of games your kids are playing. You need to know what kind of television they're watching. I'm not going to go deep into that because there's so much that I want to cover today. But if it is not compatible, if the belief system and the doctrines or that are being promoted are not according to the Bible, then you should junk it. Number two, philosophies. What philosophies and values are evident and being advocated? Is it hedonism? The love of pleasure? Is it humanism? Man's the measure of all things. Is it evolution? Is it occultic? In the case of occultic, it's occultic power. And there's a very interesting thing. What is the origin of the power that energizes? I'm saying, is the triune God the source of the power or other source of power? Now, I'm going to go from preaching to meddling, but that's why I do not like the Marvel characters, because all of the Marvel characters, Captain America, and I don't even know what they are, all those comic book characters that they've made movies about, their power is not the power of God. It's some kind of an occultic power, an otherworldly power, and that's dangerous. Number four, are there psychic, occultic, satanic, New Age symbols incorporated? In Pokemon, there certainly are. Are your thoughts and imagination steered into a wholesome or unwholesome direction? You need to guard your heart, for out of it proceeds the issues of life. Does it glorify violence or evil? Number six, does it depict immorality or arouse lustful desires? Turn with me, if you would, to page number 8, and look at the picture, the cartoon picture of Misty. Ah, boy, she's dressed modestly, is she not? I wouldn't want my girls, I wouldn't want my guys looking at that. Number 8, does it draw you closer to God and build godly character? Allow me to sum it up with one short verse. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do. Games? Is that whatsoever you do? Yeah. Reading material? Is that whatsoever you do? Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. My intention is to draw your attention to the biblical problems of an old game that I thought was pretty much marginalized by now, but has come back bigger than ever now, and that's Pokemon Go. A Pokemon Go becomes a global craze. It's in Australia, it's in the United States of America now, it's soon to be in European countries. But it overtakes Twitter in relationship to U.S. users. Pokemon moves into the augmented reality. In other words, you see the real surroundings, but then they bring in these Pokemon characters, and if you then touch these Pokemon characters, you get points or you get power, and it's an app on your smartphone. An article in an online editorial from The Guardian fills in some of the details. Pokemon Go takes gamers out of the living room. This is why people are lauding it, saying, oh, they play all the time, sit there, and they play in the house. Everybody's lauding it because now they get out and they run around and get exercise. Throw the stupid games away and get them out riding their bike. Come to the ride for life. Come to the ride for fun. Get out and do something outside. But anyway, gamers, they get them out of the living room and onto the streets as they compete to capture, train, and battle Pokemon characters using the mobile phones. Woo, doggies. I mean, that just thrills my soul. Anyway, the goal is the same as it was in the card game. In the video game, players battle to capture, and what the word Pokemon, we'll see a little bit later, stands for pocket monsters. That's what it stands for. Pocket monsters, pocket demons, if you would. And you become, you're in a quest to become a Pokemon trainer. However, unlike the earlier video game, players move around a real world looking for Pokemon to capture. Quoting the article, it says, quote, when the app is opened, it shows a map of the area around the player with various points of interest marked, statues, clock towers, and so on. One church has got an injunction against Pokemon and is posted on their site because they've been tramping over their bushes, they've been tramping over their flowers, they've been doing damage to the properties. Players must physically walk up to one of the points, referred to as Pokestops, then tap the icon on the screen and you're rewarded with items and extra points. In addition, a Pokemon creature can appear anywhere at any time. Ooh, now it's getting exciting. If you have been led to church, a creature may appear in clerical garb. I didn't wear my backward collar, sorry. However, if you're going to a graveyard, a ghostly Pokemon may appear, etc. If you see the creature and tap on it, a mini game starts, and of course, the goal is to catch the Pokemon. The golf course next to us is a Pokestop, and the golf course is getting real aggravated with all the people wandering over their golf course, walking in their sand traps, all over the place that's there. It is bizarre. Now, I'd like to go back to the history a little bit. The history of Pokemon that I wrote in, and it's still true. By the way, all the original Pokemon characters have been reissued in cards. Somebody says, oh, you're so old and behind the times. Oh, I know that there are now 726, I think, characters when there was only 100 and some to begin with, but they've reissued all of the original cards. With the revival of the cultic game, I want you to know that Pokemon is derived, and I've underlined it, and so you can see it. It comes from the word pocket monsters. Pokemon has entertained Japanese youth since 1995, and usually what goes on in Japanese culture doesn't transfer over to the United States, but Nintendo got involved, and so you got Wizards of the Coast involved originally. And Nintendo involved. And so there's all kinds of Pokemon cards. You can spend hundreds of dollars on different Pokemon cards and paraphernalia. And now they're beginning to come out with this app, even though it's a free app. They've got a little thing that you can buy and wear, that helps enhance the game for you. So there's going to be people making, money off of Pokemon Go, believe me. But without apology, I'm talking to you about a biblical perspective. Satan is getting the upper hand because Christians are oblivious to the tactics that the adversary uses to invade the minds of our children and, as it turns out, our 24 to 35-year-olds. Rather than amount a direct assault, Satan transforms himself as an angel of light. So how can you protect your children and how can you protect yourself? Well, 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says, prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. The Bible says, abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. And so you need to measure Pokemon and Pokemon Go and the Pokemon paraphernalia by the Bible if you claim to have a Christian world and life view. Now, let's go back to the values, beliefs, and philosophies that the game promotes. In 1998 to 2003, Wizards of the Coast were in charge of translating from Japanese into English the Pokemon cards and distributing them. And Nintendo got into the game business. Pokemon trading card game is a collectible game that was distributed by Wizards of the Coast. The Wizards of the Coast is also the ones who own TSR, which is Dungeons and Dragons. If you don't know what Dungeons and Dragons is, I'm glad. However, it's a very occultic and a very demonic game that now has moved big time into the video game field as well. In October of 1st of 2003, Wizards of the Coast translated the license to the Pokemon trading game, card game, to the Pokemon Company International, owned by Nintendo. So Nintendo owns it now. Next, I'd like to go into the characters in the video games and on the cards and see what their values are. Ash. Ash is the boy-looking character on the front of your notes, and right next to him is the powerful Pokemon Pikachu! Sounds like something, some kind of gum. What are you chewing? I'm chewing Pikachu. But anyway, Ash Ketchum. He is one of the main characters, and he's described as an energetic and determined 10-year-old, a little too competitive. He is obsessed with catching all Pokemon and driven to become the world's foremost Pokemon master. That's why they spend so many hours doing this. oh yes, and to be sure, the Pokemon rap song and mantra will be included in the material, and still is. I travel across land, searching far and wide, each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. What power is that? Biblical power? I don't think so. You gotta catch them all. You gotta catch them all, friends. You gotta catch them all. That's their mantra. You gotta catch them all. Then look at another character. I already pointed that out. Ash's companion is Misty. Would you want your daughter dressed like Misty? Do you know what? I don't care if it's in cartoon form or not. You will see people dressing up like their idols. And Misty is described as headstrong and stubborn and constantly quibbling with Ash and seems to harbor deep feelings for Ash. Now watch this. The next one, the third member of the trio, is Brock, who is by far the most hormonal. He's the most hormonal. Brock's fascination with the opposite sex, this is right from their stuff, okay? I'm just going to read it. Brock's fascination with the opposite sex many times gets him or the group into trouble, although he's yet to have anything resembling a score. You understand what that means? That means a sexual relationship with a girl. That's what it means there. This is a cartoon character. I didn't have a score till I got married, and that's the way that it should be. Let's take a look at the trainer, Gary. He's a real jerk, self-centered, vindictive, obnoxious, and here's this. I was going to put it in there and didn't do it. And then there is Jesse and James. Here is how they are described. Prepare for trouble, make it double. Jesse and James, a mysterious and evil gang, looking to steal rare Pokemon. Jesse and James are stuck up, fashion conscious, now watch this, and prone to what? Cross-dressing. And I looked on the internet, and sure enough, there is one of them in a cute little dress. And this is the kind of role models you want for your kids, Misty and Jesse and obnoxious. Here's what you come up with. Put it all together. And these aren't even all the characters. Headstrong, stubborn, quibbling, self-centered, vindictive, obnoxious, hormonal, sexually preoccupied, evil, thieving, cross-dressing jerks, and most definitely, these are not biblical role models. These characters do not portray biblical values. Pokemon do not measure up. I don't care whether it's the gold version, I don't care whether it's the card version, it does not measure up to a biblical world and life view. Are you a believer? I'm not so worried about those unsaved kids out there. I'm worried about us who claim to have a biblical world and life view. I'm worried about their salvation. They're already going to hell if they don't come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, so I want to try and reach them. But we as Christians, we ought to know a little bit better. Let's look at the next one. Are supernatural powers portrayed? And if so, what is the source or the origin of these powers? Are occult and New Age characteristics or symbols included? Pokemon have supernatural powers. Some Pokemon grow or evolve. This is facilitated by energy cards, or you get energy dust, or you can get them candy in the Pokemon Go game. That makes your Pokemon grow bigger and more powerful. And what is the source of this power? It's the pantheistic power of the occult. It is not the supernatural power of God. How do I know? Well, abracadabra. Say, what are you talking about? Well, these are two Pokemon cards, and they have been recently released again. Abracadabra has been a word that's been associated with cult magic way, way back. A word that is supposed to have magical power and hence is used as an incantation or on an amulet. I have seen amulets that have abracadabra that are worn by witches and occultists. You can buy them. If you go down to the, I don't even want to tell you, but in each year about this time, down to the south, there's a fair that is really pretty occultic. It's called the Renaissance Fair. And there's all kinds of occult paraphernalia and things down there. There's psychics and all that kinds of things down there at the Renaissance Fair. And it's a magic spell or formula. It's no accident that two of the Pokemon cards are Abracadabra and are psychic cards with magical powers. On the Abra card, here's what it says. Here's what it says right on the Abra card. Using its abilities to read minds. You know what that is? That's psychic. Okay? It will identify impending danger and teleport to safety. Then there's the symbol on the cadaver card. It's a pentagram. And on a pentagram on his forehead and an SSS on his chest. He is giving the satanic salute with his left hand. That's what's on the cadaver card. All of the above are strong occult symbols and have occult significance. And Deuteronomy chapter 18, 12 through 18 says we shouldn't associate with those occult things. In fact, in Acts chapter 20, it says that they gathered all their occult materials together of the curious arts and they burned them before all men. And so some of the readers are going to say, and I hear it all the time, it's only a game, it's only a game. Well, sure, it's only a game, but it's a game that doesn't glorify God. It is a game, and it doesn't glorify God. And the fact is when God says something's wrong, it's wrong whether it's in cartoon form, it's wrong whether it's in written form, it's wrong whether it's in graphic form, it's wrong whether it's in electronic form, it's wrong. What you're doing is conditioning the mind. It's conditioning the mind of the players. As I mentioned, in 1999, there was 150 documented species of Pokemon. Today, there are 729. Back in 1999, and I have, from people who repented and got rid of it, I have locked in storage about 100 of the original Pokemon cards that are probably very valuable now. Don't see me. I won't sell them. I will grind them before I die. My wife already knows what's to happen when I die because I was an occult researcher for 20 years. But today there's 729 documented Pokemon species. Each Pokemon has special fighting abilities. Some grow, some evolve into powerful creatures. carrying Pokemon with you and you're ready for anything, you've got the power in your hand, so use it. That's what they say in their literature. You got the power in your hand, so use it. Listen, kids. Carrying around their Pokemon like a magic talisman isn't going to help you. One writer talks about a mom who talked to her and said she overheard her two boys said, "I just use my psychic powers when I come into, you know, problems." They were big Pokemon players. It's clear that the fantasy world developers of Pokemon have already conditioned the thinking of many and indoctrinated them to psychic powers. Pokemon promotes occult values, not biblical values, and they need to be rejected. Where are the players' thoughts and imaginations directed? Well, I'll tell you, Pokemon masters are modeled after the fighting schools or battling gangs that go into fights and go into gang wars to try and get victory over their opponents. Some attacks cause the defending Pokemon to be asleep, confused, paralyzed, or poisoned. The Bible warns us to be cautious about what we occupy our minds with. Keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Mental health professionals are finally coming to understand how video games shape the minds of some children who already have difficulties. You know that the Columbine shooters were really heavy into video games. You know the shooters there at the theater in Colorado, he was heavy into violent video games. And I could go on and on and on and on about that. Could Pokemon influence those who play it? You know what? Already, because remember what the game is called. It's called augmented reality. Augmented reality. I read just before the service that a 24-year-old man who's really into Pokemon, he said, "I'd rather play Pokemon Go than have sex." Now, he's unsaved, so understand that. So many people today are living in a fantasy world. They're playing much more violent games, Grand Theft Auto and all these things where they're shooting people and raping people and chopping off people's head and blood spatters and you get points for that. I'm telling you, that affects people's mind. We're not talking about, you know, being in a World War II game in the Battle of the Bulge, but we're talking about, the Bible says, all that hate me love death. And so, I'm just trying to tell you to be careful. Weeping Bell, Razor Leaf, says, "It spits out poison powder to immobilize the enemy and then finishes off the enemy with a spray of acid." Oh, interesting. Does that line up with the scripture, by the way? I don't hardly think so. I just want you to know 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5. I want you to see that. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5 because I'm almost done. 2 Corinthians 10:45, it says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You say you're a broken record. Do we have a world and life view that's Christian or not? And if we have a world in life view that's Christian, are we not to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ? That's a rhetorical question. What's the answer, though? Yes. Yes. God wants His children to have a completely different focus. If you're playing, you know, maybe nobody is playing Pokemon Go here. I don't know. I just want to warn you for your kids. I'm concerned because let me tell you, of the 20 people I saw out, there was one guy standing behind the bushes. He seemed to be eyeing some of the younger girls there. Right here. This is on the corner, right here. I saw that. So I drove up close to the guy and spoke to him. I wanted him to know that I saw him. And I warned them, don't get too close to the building or the police might be coming. And all that kind of stuff. What in the world parents are ever doing? Because they weren't primarily 24 to 35-year-olds who were out here in our place last night at 9:45. It was more like 13-year-olds to probably 15-year-olds. At 9:45 at night in the dark, where in the world are the parents' heads? Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. If you're spending an hour playing video games, are you any kind of video games? Years ago, when you had those little games, my wife and I had to quit playing those things. We'd get wind up. Oh, it's that little one. Is that Pokemon that eats up the Pac-Man? Pac-Man. I had to quit playing Pac-Man because we'd go to bed so wound up. No, I'm serious. It was not, you know. Didn't bring relaxation. But my question is, if you're playing an hour in video games, are you an hour in the Word of God? Are you an hour praying? I'll just close with this. And this is true. You can Google and look it up yourself, but criminals and pedophiles are going to really get into this Pokemon Go game. Already, there was two guys in a Mercedes, and when people came up to a Pokestop, they were armed. They came out, and they stole their phones and any money that they had on them. And there's already been an article in the paper warning of pedophiles when they get on this and when there's younger girls and younger guys there. If they're exploiting Craigslist, you know what's happening with Craigslist now? I think it's in one of the close cities. They have a Craigslist transfer point where you can transfer things you want to buy on Craigslist. It's in the and it's all cameraed. It's in the parking lot of the police station. I sold several things on Craigslist. You know where I have them come? To the First Baptist Church of Oak Creek. And so, believe me, if they've learned to exploit Craigslist and rob people and that sort of things, they're going to use Pokemon Go to do that. All I'm responsible for is warning you. Pokemon does not measure up, the old version or the new version. I suggest the best place for Pokemon paraphernalia is in the trash can. Or if you can't bring yourself to throw away your smartphone, then you can delete the app. I just wanted to warn you.